Hey, AfterBuzzers and Chilling Adventures of Sabrina fans. We are so excited to talk about Episode 11, A Midwinter's Tale. It had a lot of juicy things happening, including home invasions and child abductions. We cannot wait to break it all down, so don't go away.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I feel like we needed a holly jolly Christmas because it's like the opposite of what happened in this episode. Like we needed happy because it was kind of scary. In my terms. Uh-huh. But welcome back, guys. It's only been 2 weeks since listened, or you guys have heard our beautiful voices, if you think they're beautiful or not. And I'm so excited to be reunited. Ollie Dreamer, what's been going on in the past week that we haven't been with you?
I've been watching TV and playing video games. Very productive lifestyle. But I've missed you guys, and I'm happy to be here.
We've missed you. Veronica Valencia, how's it going?
It's good. Christmas shopping, but I'm an all-star, so I'm done.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
You.
And Zia Anderson, I always like to say this, our Harry Potter fanatic, because she always brings out the Harry Potter in each episode.
How's Sorry, guys, it's a problem.
No, it's great.
Good. Lots of baking and just work, you know.
Oh, baking.
Christmas baking.
I failed making some sugar cookies the other day, which I didn't know was possible, but it was.
I bet they tasted awesome.
They were gross. Oh. I think I put too much baking powder, but that's besides the point. I'm Allie Nasta, and I'm ready to dive into this episode of Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Let's get in. First of all, overall thoughts of this specific episode. What did you guys think? Were you excited? Did it live up to your expectations?
I loved it. I thought, like, it wasn't too Christmassy, because, it sounds redundant. Like, I love when holiday specials aren't so much focused on the holiday. It's just kind of matter-of-fact the holiday's going on. But I feel like with this special, it progressed the plot a little bit. Not too much, but it definitely teased us for season two, and I thought it was such a nice treat. It wasn't like Sabrina, oh, what am I going to get Harvey for a Yuletide,
It's true.
Well, that's the fun thing about it, Ollie, is like, even though it was a Christmas special, even if it was focused so much on the holiday, they're not celebrating mortal Christmas. They're celebrating solstice. Yeah. So even that was kind of different. But I thought it was cute. I thought there were some things I would have liked to see more of, but overall I did enjoy it. I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
I really loved it. I, first of all, just love the whole, like, Christmassy / solstice-y feel they get. My grandma celebrates solstice, so I get solstice cards from her every year. So, like, so that was really fun for me. I was like, ooh, solstice, all right, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
And it just had such, like, a fun, cozy feel while also being, you know, kind of, like, creepy and a lot of, like, crazy things were happening. But at the end, it was kind of like, oh, well, that was still kind of a fun... Mm-hmm. Like, just the whole theme overall I really enjoyed. So it was really cool.
Definitely. I was just telling everybody before we started the show that I keep getting so freaked out. Like, I'm so intrigued, but this is, like, scary for me, which is sad because it's not even that scary. But let's jump into Sabrina. And I have to say something that kind of frustrated me is, here we go again. You know, Sabrina is doing something she's told, maybe you shouldn't do that. And
oh, Sabrina.
She puts on a seance. Was anybody else frustrated that Sabrina, here she is, putting everybody else's life at risk because she's just selfishly wants one answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And I think from everything that happened, like, in last season, like, you think that she would maybe, you know, warm up to Zelda, and we even saw Zelda, like, why didn't you come to us? We could have helped you with Diana and whatnot.
Yeah.
So
it's
kind of like, I really hope in the future, Sabrina reaches out more to her family and for help, you know? She can't just be always going behind everyone's back, because that's a little frustrating for us, obviously.
Yes, she could at the very least ask first, and then if they say no, then she can go off and do it. We know she's going to do it anyway.
Exactly, she's going to do it anyway. And I was very disappointed that she didn't think to include her family in this, especially because they are her family and they would have helped her, like she said. But I was also very slightly confused because... I don't know. I felt like the seance wasn't as high stakes as the resurrection, if that makes sense. Like, from what the Weird Sisters made it sound like, it sounds like seances were normal for witches to perform.
Yeah, I think it was, did they mention it was during that time, the reason, because that the veil is so thin between worlds, that bad things can come in along with good ones during that particular time.
During solstice, right?
Yeah, during solstice, so that's why they light the Yule log, and, you know, as we know.
I feel like the timing is what made it
extra
dangerous.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really cool to see her kind of be really close with the sisters, the weird sisters.
Yeah.
Because, like, we haven't really seen that yet. It was kind of, like, very...
There's a little taste of what we're probably going to see.
Yeah. And, like, I want to know more of, like, Agatha and Dorcas. Because we know our girl, Prudence. But, like, I feel like the other two are kind of, like, this enigma. Like, we really... I want to know where they come from. You know, yeah. Because they were so, like, Team Sabrina in this. And it was cool to see.
Which is interesting because they went from really disliking her a lot. I mean, the hazing and the harrowing and just all of the things that they were doing to try to stop her. I want to know what it was that made them want to be friends with her, made them be so nice to her. It was cool to see. Just I like to see the, you know, enemies to friends things, especially with girls.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it's just a level of respect because of everything that did happen to her last season. The fact that, yes, she was being harrowed, but she was able to kind of, like, get her own kind of revenge or, you know, everything she did for Prudence or everything she did for the whole town of Greendale in the season finale. So I wonder if it's just a level of respect they now have for her.
I can see that. Yeah, that would actually be a good explanation because right now I don't know what else it could be.
Yeah. It's her hair. Let's be real. Like, that wig looks really good. I'm like a drag queen connoisseur, so like props to that wig. It looks really good. But, you know, like, we'll see.
Well, jumping back to what you were saying, Ollie, about Agatha and like wanting to see more of the Weird Sisters, it was kind of fun to see Agatha. Like, maybe that's one of her specialties or something because I found it interesting that she was the main point.
Yeah.
Calling on Diana, which you would think it would be Prudence almost in a way because she's closer with Sabrina. So it'll be interesting to see, like you mentioned, their backgrounds, what their specialties are, where they're kind of coming from in that sense. But yeah, I was just really, it was frustrating to see that Sabrina made this entirely big opening for these, for those kids to get into the house. And not only did the family just brush it off as it wasn't a big deal, she was barely ever there while the family's going through all this stuff. So that was just really frustrating to see. But at the same time, it was interesting to kind of see her get closure from her mother.
Yeah.
And her mother be there to be the spirit that helps her through the situation. In that sense, did you feel like when Diana was there helping them when they were with Grillis and everything, did you think that that was Grillis tricking them? I for a second didn't realize that her mom actually was helping her. I thought it was just like a figment of her imagination that Grillis had put out there as a, like, as a trick.
I thought that it had to be a trick of some kind because I didn't think that there was any way when they put the baby in the circle. I thought it was going to be like that old tale where two people are fighting over one kid, and I think they go to a king, and the king says, all right, you have to cut the child in half and share it. And, of course, the one who loves it the most is like, no, I can't do that. So that's the person that gets the child. So, like, when they went the other way with this, that was when my bells were like, wait, something is off about this.
Yeah. For me, I thought it was, like, a trick from Wardwell the whole time.
Okay.
Because it just seemed like it was a really shocking to me that Sabrina's mom knows about magic. Like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. Like, obviously, she married to Sabrina's dad, who's a witch, but I was surprised that she, like, gained, like, knowledge of magic.
Like, she knew that much to help her.
It seemed a little, I don't know.
The only thing I'm thinking is because she spent so much time in limbo, and maybe she learned so much about it there, because she also was given power. She was wearing the crown, and so she was able to go and make that decision. I'm interested to see how that happened. Yeah. It definitely teases you to be like, okay, now I want to know more about these things.
Right, and about her mom, because clearly her mom played a bigger character than we actually are led on to believe.
Yeah.
And there must be some underlying reason as to why, you know, Sabrina's dad did choose her, after all, to be his wife and everything. That must play a part. Because it all seems a little too... just, there's something, obviously there's like this missing piece of the puzzle, but then I don't know if I'm just looking too much into it because I'm like, there has to be something, like, I don't know.
No, I mean, you would think.
So sorry, I was just like, going off of what you were saying, Allie, about maybe thinking too much into it, when, jumping a little bit ahead, when we finally get that moment with Sabrina and Diana of what her unfinished business was, I have to admit, I thought it was very sweet that her unfinished business was, you know, kind of tying into the episode of, like, warmth and the holidays of, like, oh, my unfinished business was, I was worried you weren't going to be loved with me gone or everything. So I found that really sweet that they were able to clear that up. But at the same time, I was like, I was kind of thinking that maybe her unfinished business would have been something darker. Like, maybe she knew something about Sabrina's fate revolving around the Church of Night and the witches, because Because it would have been, like, a nice note to the comic, because in the comic, Edward had a very dark agenda. Well, not a dark agenda, but he had his own agenda for Sabrina, and Diana had hers as well. So I thought it would have been a nice note if Hearst was like, oh, yeah.
Right.
My unfinished business is to, like, make sure you are safe from what's going on over there.
So do you think now that she technically has closed her unfinished business, do you think they're going to bring Diana back into the storyline, or do you think it's kind of just going to be written off and we'll go forward?
I hope they bring her back.
Because, like, she still needs help. Like, I feel like the issue of her needing help, like, for me, I don't believe it. I didn't buy it that, like, everything was resolved with everything that happened in the episode. How, I don't know. I want to see Diana, and, like, because I just feel like Sabrina is kind of, like, being, like, sheltered a little bit right now still.
If it was fully resolved, I feel like it would have just wrapped so quickly. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely. So maybe we will see more of Diana, and that was just maybe a teaser, and maybe you're right, maybe Miss Wardwell did have something to do with all this, because we did see her doing some sort of thing with a house and gingerbread, and we don't really know what that actually meant yet. So maybe we'll understand that a little bit more in season two. But I want to say, obviously, there's so many different relationships and fun things going on in this show, and we love it, and we love you guys, and we're so thankful for all of you fans and everyone listening, and we actually have many other shows and after shows just like this one. So, Zia, would you let us know and let our fans know where they can find other shows like ours?
Absolutely. After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and you help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, do not be, because they're optional. You can turn them off. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll shout you out on air. For now, thank you for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, and if you're listening on App iTunes Podcast, please give us a 5-star. Let us know what you think in the comments and the ratings, and hopefully we can just try to tailor this show towards you guys, because we're so appreciative. Jumping back to Sabrina, let's talk about her and Harvey really quick. This relationship... I was having hope. It's like they were teasing me every time they would talk. And I would expect Harvey to just open his arms and be ready to take Sabrina back. But every time, he just shut it down. So how are you guys feeling about Harvey saying, this is it, I don't want any type of magic inflicted on my life?
I understand where he's coming from. I really do. Because of what happened with his brother, that was really heartbreaking. To lose somebody, think you got them back, and then lose them again and have to be the one to... Like, that was a really traumatic experience. So I do completely understand where he's coming from. And he's actually taking it really well. He's being very reasonable. He's, you know, he's not freaking out. He's talking to her in a very understanding tone. And he's just kind of saying, like, look, this is how I feel about it. I get it. It doesn't stop it from being frustrating.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, oh, I just want to see you forgive her and take her back.
Yeah.
Right.
Because she's trying to help, and she does love him.
Yeah.
I was going to say two things. It's kind of weird that we're all, no, that's not weird, but it's interesting that we're all frustrated at Harvey of why he's not taking Sabrina back, when at the end of the season, it looked like he was ready to take her back. Right. And she was the one that was like, no, I'm going to take myself out of this equation. But going off of what you were saying, Zia, it's totally understandable. I agree that Harvey wouldn't want magic in his life, especially because the first time he was introduced to it, it burned him in the worst way possible with his brother. But... And I get it, too, because probably with him, magic, he would feel like nothing is real or genuine, or, like, if he's being influenced, or if, like, Sabrina's putting a spell on him, like, he probably just doesn't want to, like, be subjected to
Yeah, he doesn't want to be manipulated. Yeah. And, like, I totally understand where he's coming from. I also don't really personally ship those two. I know. That's my own bias. But, like, this show totally has gotten me reminding of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I don't know if you guys have ever watched that, but there was an arc where there's this couple, Willow and Tara, and Willow was constantly manipulating Tara with magic, and that totally broke them up. And so I just understand why Harvey is kind of pushing back, and I think Sabrina needs to accept that. But I do think right now Sabrina does mean well. Like, she doesn't want to manipulate him.
Well, I think one of the biggest things that I think is frustrating me right now is Sabrina's lack of communication to everybody. Because not only does she try to put on these seances and whatnot without talking to her aunts, she keeps inflicting magic upon Harvey without talking to him first.
Yes.
And now that he knows it, you know, had she just gone and been like, I can do this on your brother. I'm not exactly sure if it works. Do you want me to try? She could have gone to him with that. If she would have just mentioned, yeah, hey, by the way, I have this drink I can give your dad. It'll get rid of alcohol, like his alcoholism for good. I can do that. I think if she were to approach this in a different situation and like let Harvey know, hey, this is what I can do for you, I think Harvey would accept it more. Mm-hmm. Because he's a very prideful man. And as you can see, his dad is and everything. So he doesn't want help unless he really, really would need it. And maybe if Sabrina would just kind of like ask him,
yeah,
maybe, or float it by him, maybe he'd be more susceptible to saying yes.
Well, I mean, that just goes back to any relationship. The most important thing is, yeah, communication. Yeah. So if you just, especially, I mean, that's before even throwing magic into the, right, mix. That's such a good point. Wow.
It's, yeah, so that was, I think if she were to say that, I think he might be more, maybe he would have been different. This whole thing would have been different.
Maybe he just didn't like colored pencils.
You know? I mean, keep the colored pencils.
Well, I feel like Sabrina is also starting to get, I don't want to say frustrated, but I would say a little bit frustrated about, like, Harvey, I did this very nice thing for you. Like, yeah, I was able to get your father to stop drinking, and it seemed like you appreciate it. Why are you still? I feel like Harvey not accepting her magic is, like, Harvey not accepting her, which I don't necessarily see as the case. I feel like he can accept her as a witch, but not want to have to be manipulated, as Ollie was saying, by her magic.
Yeah, which makes sense.
I do appreciate, though, that she went to Susie and Roz and was like, hey, would you like to be part of the seance?
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, oh, is this too soon? Like, she did try to be open with them, and that was a nice thing.
Yeah.
They clearly weren't ready for that yet.
Yeah.
Which is, that was honestly a little bit disappointing to me as well, that she came to them. And I can understand them being a little bit
hesitant
yeah. about it, but it, she came to you and she's opening up to you and she's trying to make you a part of her world.
Mm-hmm.
And you acted so supportive when you found out in the last season where they hugged her in the bathroom and were yeah. like, you know, we're here for you. And that was really nice. And now it just seems like they're like, oh, we're not so sure. And I already see the rift starting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we already know how supportive Sabrina is of her friends, like mm-hmm. obviously of Susie. And I think that they're kind of like not intentionally pushing her away, but I think this is really pushing her more towards the witch world,
yeah.
which we'll see in season two.
Yeah. Which will, it will be interesting to see how their friendship plays out, only because she obviously is always there for them, and in this case, saved Susie's life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this was very interesting to me. I would like to point out that Susie obviously gets this job being the elf for Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys notice that she said she's always wanted to be this elf? Mm-hmm. I find that such, like, it was like, I laughed because I'm like, wait, this is such a funny thing to put in her character that she's uh-huh. like, always wanted to be this elf. And you just kind of are like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I wonder why. and then also when she gets saved, one of the things that she said to Zelda and everything, when they were like, oh, let's take you home to your dad, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, she's like, oh, no, don't tell him. I don't think he'll ever let me have an after school job again.
And that's her biggest worry.
I was like, why is that your biggest worry right now after you almost were like put in wax and became a doll? Mm-hmm. That, oh, no, I'm not going to have an after school job again.
Yeah, especially considering the fact that worst comes to worst, you know, if her father does that, she could go to Sabrina for help.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, right, that's right. Like, she could be like, hey, let's, like take away his memory or something. And maybe this is something that they'll realize how beneficial they can be towards each other and their friendship for mm-hmm. a while. And that just goes to show Roz saw something and yeah. didn't say something.
Yeah.
They're all just having communication issues right
exactly.
now. They yeah. all just were to talk together and bond together with all of their specialties. They could be a powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to admit, while I really enjoyed some of the lines that Susie said in some of the moments, I feel like this particular storyline was very underwhelming for me.
Okay.
Just because I felt like it tried to match the tone of the episodes from the first season, where it was very, very high stakes, from the exorcism to like Batty right. Bat to the Feast of Feast. And I feel like they just didn't have enough time to execute it like they did some of those previous episodes. And some of our fans in the chat, Trent King and Orion, are also agreeing that they expected more from the Krampus storyline.
Yeah, because I felt like, I thought Sabrina was going to have like this huge moment of saving Susie, and then they just kind of arrived to Susie, and Susie was already saved from Gryla. So that was kind of like, oh, well, that took care of itself, I guess. But
yeah,
yeah, I think with my not really necessarily issue with Roz and Susie, I'm just hoping that they become don't take this the wrong way, useful. Like, I want them to be able to not have Sabrina save them. I hope they develop. I'm excited to see them develop in further seasons, because right now Roz is finally having, like, the visions of that's right. a Raven moment. But I don't know what Susie's role is in particular. Like, I'm not sure what they're going to do with Susie and where Susie's path is in the show, mm-hmm. personally.
I actually agree with you, Ollie. That's a really good point. Considering everything that's going on with all these other characters, and there's all of these witches and interesting magic happening, that it's easy for her to sort of fall by the wayside. Mm-hmm. And at this point, you're right, she's not a particularly strong character. So that's... Yeah, that's interesting. I'm mm-hmm. curious to see where they're going to go with that. Because Roz has the visions.
Yeah.
And as you see in the teaser, which we're not going to get to, there's a possible love triangle there. Or we're not talking about it right now. And, you know, Sabrina goes off to the school and everybody else has magic and everyone has powers. And then with Harvey, she's Sabrina's boyfriend. So there's all this, always that will they or won't they.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder if... Oh, sorry, Allie, were you going
to... No, go for it.
Oh, I wonder if there's going to be something kind of like with Susie and maybe excommunicated witches just because of like her aunt or it was her aunt, right?
Yeah.
Her,
like great
her
something.
Great yeah. aunt, like taking in all the witches. From the past, I'm wondering if maybe her storyline will have something similar to that. When she works with like excommunicated witches, like maybe her and Hilda. I have no clue.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I thought that exact thing is that there was a reason for them to bring that character and storyline into like Susie's life. So that has to play some sort of role
mm-hmm.
because they did that in the same arc where we saw, you know, what Roz's storyline was. So that's got to be something for Susie. But Ollie, like you mentioned, Susie is the one that we're always saving.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, she's got to have some sort of, it doesn't need to be power, but some sort of thing where we're going to see her character really shine.
And grow.
And grow into her own. Because exactly. right now, she can't really, did someone say something in the chat?
Yes. Orion KNYTE is saying, Susie could be a way we see Diana again. If her mother doesn't pass over, she can speak to a ghost without a seance.
Oh.
I like that theory.
That would be interesting. Yeah, because she was able to speak to her ghost aunt exactly. or great aunt or something. So that would make so much sense. Thank you so much. That
it's
actually
so good.
That makes so much sense and would tie everything together.
Definitely.
See, this is why they need to work together as a team. Why are
Just
they
talk.
Working separately?
Text. I don't know if you guys have phones. I don't know if they have phones in this period. But.
Communication. Man. Alrighty, well, let's jump over to Zelda and Hilda and the whole Letitia baby situation. So this was really, I mean, it's hard because this is the first time we're actually seeing Zelda really, besides Sabrina, really, really care about something and someone and want to put her all into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to see Zelda kind of have to give this up at the end, how does that make you feel about some of her decisions and choices leading up to this point?
I really think that it shows what strength of character she has, because it's not an easy thing to do. She clearly didn't want to do it, but it was for the like the best of Letitia. I had it written down. I don't know if I was saying it right. But Letitia, yeah, it's for the best. It's the best thing for the baby, even though it hurts her. She right. knows in the mm-hmm. long run it's what she needs to do, and I think it shows a great strength of character, and it also shows how caring she is, because it almost seems in a lot of season one that she might be a little bit callous and more caring about, you know, the coven and the Dark Lord than people that are close to her. And then it comes out in moments with Sabrina where it shows how much she cares, and it shows how much she cares in this moment, too. And I just think it's really nice that we see that part of her.
And I love that she had a plan. Like, yeah. Ambrose was like, oh, what are we going to do about the secret? And she's like, what secret? This is our distant relative that's been sent to us. I loved it. And I live for Zelda. But I definitely feel bad for her. But like this episode is called the A Midwinter's Tale,
yeah.
and I researched that, and that's actually a play on the Shakespeare, the Winter's Tale, and that's actually about a baby who gets sent off, but also eventually comes back. So I think that's potential. Like Letitia is going to come back at some point. I know that's kind of predictions, but I just want to share that fun fact.
No, that's great. So. Great that you bring
so
that up.
So that like definitely played into the episode.
I was going to say, I know the last time we reviewed maybe part three, we were talking about how quickly they age. So I'm very curious how long little Letitia is going to stay a baby.
That's so true. I mean, if she could be a teenager next season.
Yeah.
That, I mean, if she sends her away, who knows? She could be a teenager and then maybe she will eventually, out of choice, live with Zelda. Because Zelda did mention she's going to still visit, so... And she's going to be a figure in her life.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have a theory on how the aging works. They age normally until they get to a certain age, say 18. And then from there, the aging process just slows down dramatically.
Okay,
and
that would make sense. So then that's how people can look like they're older.
Right. It's just, it takes a really, really long time.
Yeah. I like that theory.
It makes the most sense.
Yeah.
I agree. That's
but then
good.
What happens? But then are they supposed to be immortal?
That I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. I can't tell if they're immortal or if they do eventually die. They just live a really, really, really long time.
Yeah. I don't know. If you guys know in the chat, please help us out. Apologies. There's like half of us that haven't read the comics. So I'm not sure of that answer. But yeah, so I think this is also showing a mothering side of Zelda, like we just talked about, that shows how her and Hilda do are sisters in a way. Mm-hmm. I feel like in the beginning of season one, it was more so seeing how opposite they are. And I think this just goes to show they both have a mother-like sense in the both of them. And it gives her a little bit more of a grounded personality and not so far-fetched, like, you're evil, you know? And that's goes to show that, like, Sabrina would turn out evil if she had two evil aunts, you know? Yeah. We know Hilda's not, but... Zelda clearly was a good, some sort of figure, you know?
And I think she's putting so much love into Letitia also because she wasn't getting she didn't get love from Blackwood. She wanted Blackwood so bad, but that didn't turn out for her benefit at all.
Which I don't get. That connection I didn't get.
Right.
No. I was not about it.
She went back to, who was it? They went back to the same room, right? In this episode, that was so freaking
funny.
That
was cute. She's like, do you want me to go back to your
room? She's like, yes.
I think it's best. Trying to hide how excited she is. She's like, that would be safer for everyone. Really, she's like, yes.
Well, speaking of connections, we've got Ambrose and Luke still in the picture. And Ambrose has gone to Christmas parties with him. And Luke is coming over to celebrate with his family. But there still are theories that lie that we all are thinking. Do you guys still think he is playing a puzzle piece in a scenario, or does he really like Ambrose?
100% puzzle piece.
Okay.
I want Ambrose to have a genuine connection with someone, because especially he's been trapped under house arrest for so long, and so it'd be nice for him to get out and to have a genuine connection with someone.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's not Luke. I feel like Luke is playing him.
I was bummed we didn't see a whole lot of them in this episode, but...
You didn't get, like, I think, but like you guys had mentioned, I think that there was so much jammed into this one episode that they wanted to be such a big piece that you kind of missed out on. You saw Ambrose go to this party, but you didn't see what happened. We saw a little bit of, like, Grillis quickly turn to be almost hero-like in this to save Susie. So there were so many different storylines that it was just so much content within an hour that we didn't get to see everything kind of unfold as we, like, to get more information.
Can I ask you guys something real quick? And again, this is kind of going back to what we had saw from the first season, how every single episode was really high stakes from the demons or the devils or whoever they were fighting. Did you guys find it funny when they were talking about giving, what was it, Grillis?
Yeah,
Gryla.
Oh, I think I've been saying Grillis. Gryla.
You know how they needed to give her something in exchange to take back her kids? Mm-hmm. How her exchange was, do you got any whiskey or, like, alcohol?
Gin. Yeah. Give me gin. Drink with me.
I was fully expecting some kind of bigger, like, exchange to happen, and that was it. And I was like, I'm okay with this, but wow. But what different? Yeah.
That's what I love about the show. It kind of humanizes these, like, mythological figures, because Gryla is an actual, like, a mythological figure from Iceland that has the Yule lads, and so that was really funny. Like, I was like, that makes you like Gryla too, even though she's crazy and eats children.
Oh, I don't like that.
I know.
She saved Susie.
She gets some points. Yeah, she gets some good points for that.
She did dedicate her entire life to helping children after she ate her.
Yeah.
So
after being betrayed by the other.
Yeah. It's an interesting story.
Super gray character.
Yeah, she's a very gray area there.
Yeah. Very gray, very weird. Before we get into predictions, we'd love to share with you the recap or what am I saying? Oh my gosh.
The teaser.
I can't speak. Words are hard. This is the teaser for season 2, which we are so excited about. Anthony, if you could play it for us, please. And you guys can also find this online, YouTube, as always.
Yes.
This also makes me feel like it's more like Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah.
Very Sabrina vibes.
Also, can we have more Salem in season 2?
Yeah.
I would like to see maybe some telepathic speaking between them. Like, maybe they develop like more of a connection. That would be awesome.
That would be fun. Well, and just because it's such a...
That was the moment! That already makes me mad, you guys. I'm already angry about it.
I'm interested. I'll be honest. I'm interested to see where
that's going to be good.
Drama.
I'm excited. This is a really good teaser, by the way, too.
It is. It gets you really excited. I'm, like, hyped. Nope. I don't want to wait till April 5th.
April 5th. Wait, was that 5th?
Or April 5th.
April 5th, 2019.
I wrote it down here in front of me, and I was like, April 5th?
All right, guys. Well, April 5th, 2019, we'll be back here to talk about part 2. Oh. Predictions for part 2, guys.
Oh, my God.
Take it away, Ollie.
Okay. Oh. And now, getting possessed. You're after Buzz TV. Predictions. I'm sorry to say this, Sia, but I think Roz and Harvey are getting together. That trailer, taking off her glasses. I think Letitia's going to come back, maybe not in season 2, but I definitely think the whole Winter's Tale kind of foreshadows that a little bit. And I think Wardwell knows what happened. She knows exactly what happened between Sabrina's mom and dad, because she knew. She was like, I don't want them interfering at all in this episode. So she knows a lot more than what we know. So, I don't know. What do you think, Veronica? Yeah.
No, I have to agree with you, Ollie. I am very open to the idea of this show playing around with their relation, like the characters' relationships. I'm okay to see what happens between Harvey and Roz and Sabrina and
Nick Scratch.
whoever he may end up being in the future. But I'm also, I'm really excited to see some of the characters returning. Maybe Gryla will come back, and that's exciting. I want to see so much more of Diana in season 2, just because I am still kind of holding on to this idea of maybe she wasn't, like, she came across in this episode, like, you know, her and Ed were like a great couple, but she's like, I don't wish the path I chose upon any other person. So I'm really wondering if we're gonna see, like, maybe her point of view on witches and what that would be like.
Wait, I have a question to ask. So if you think that, like, so obviously Diana said, I would never choose anybody else to lead the path that I led. Do you think that, because Sabrina said back to her, like, I know exactly what that means. I understand what you mean or whatever. Do you think that that's going to keep her from ever wanting to get back with Harvey?
No. I think she still has a very deep connection with Harvey, and I think because of how she was raised for the past 16 years, as much as I feel like she's still going to want to try and get together with Harvey.
Okay. Ooh, okay. I'm okay with seeing Sabrina be with Nick Scratch. But the reason that I'm not okay with seeing Roz and Harvey together is because friends don't do that to friends. That's like rule number one. Yeah. You don't date your friend's exes, especially when there's still feelings there. That's such a messed up thing to do.
But we don't know. Maybe there's like, maybe she got permission or something.
He was cleaning. He was just cleaning her glasses.
The look on Sabrina's face when she sees that, I doubt it. I also see an all-out sort of war starting between Miss Wardwell and Sabrina when I don't know if this is going to happen, so this is also a prediction, when Miss Wardwell realizes that she's not going to get her place next to Satan that she was hoping for, because she was praying to him in the beginning of this episode, talking about, you know, why have you forsaken me, you know, why have you left me, like, I've done everything that you've asked. And I kind of see her not getting what she wants, and it's going to be because of Sabrina, and I see there being a lot of friction there.
Dude, he ghosted her.
He got what he wanted, and he's out.
Nice, piggybacking off of what you were saying, Zia, I almost wonder if it's going to be Miss Wardwell fighting with Sabrina, or if it's going to be Miss Wardwell and Sabrina teaming up because they have both been burned by the Dark Lord.
Oh, that'd be interesting, Veronica. Man, so many good productions.
I know, it could go anywhere.
It really could. I'm going to say, so I think what Veronica, what you were saying earlier about Diana, I think this is the way that they're going to open her up, her character up into the storyline a little bit more. And that's how we're, now that we've been introduced to her, she's going to come back. I think that the way that they're going to be able to play with her character is unknown. Maybe she does just come back and talk to Sabrina every now and then. But I think with that being said, I think that Diana is going to warn Sabrina about Wardwell in a sense and let her know what she's actually up to. And that's how Sabrina would find out. And then the whole Wardwell thing in her will, who knows how that will play out. So I'm opposite of them teaming up or whatever. but then I also think that Harvey, because Miss Wardwell is obviously, she is manipulating people and using like the voodoo dolls and stuff. I think that she might somehow possess Harvey or Roz, and that's why they're flirting with each other, because she's playing on Sabrina's emotions, and she obviously knows that if she puts them together, that takes Sabrina out of the situation because she's going to be so upset.
I love that. That's perfect.
That's what I think.
Well, that explains
You guys have so many great predictions. We want to know what you guys think. Please comment below and hit us up on social media. Let us know what you're thinking before April 5th, guys. We will see you in a couple months. Happy holidays to everyone out there. We love you all so much. Ollie, where can they find you on social media?
Hey, guys. I'm super excited for next season, but you can find me until then on Instagram and Twitter at Ollie Dreamer.
Veronica.
Hey, everyone. Veronica Valencia here. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at It's Me, Veronica _V. Also, Merry Solstice to everybody.
See ya.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Zia _Land. It's XIA _Land. And yeah, happy solstice and Merry Christmas and happy Hanukkah, even though that's over, I believe. But, you know, just happy holidays to everybody.
Happy holidays to everybody. Ali Nasda here. Find me on social media at Ali Girl. And, of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We will see you in 2019. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.